All right, so we will do fun, random things in this postgame. I decided at the very last second that I'm going to talk about food a little bit, which is one of our favorite topics.
Yes.
And so I've been, I need to update you on my so-called diet. Maybe that should be the name of my book.
My so-called diet.
Okay. So it's three things. Try to eat more salad. So I started with trying to do two salads a week for lunch, nice and easy. Okay, chow chow. I think I could argue that I'm up to three. I could make that argument. And then don't worry about not having enough to eat. Like eat less, because you could supplement it with pistachios and bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's the salad pistachio banana diet.
Okay, okay. Okay.
The old SPB, okay, or maybe PBS, the PBS diet.
When you're on that diet, you have to speak in a low tone, low voice.
Yes, in a hushed voice.
Yes.
And now we're back on PBS. Except I wasn't on PBS today because I had had a bunch of salads earlier in the week.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, time to go house.
Yeah, get the salads out of the way early on.
Yeah. I will have you know that my pants feel just a little bit looser.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like I've lost about 4 or 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because my weight fluctuates so much that it's kind of hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been slowly inching down. Okay.
Yeah.
Slowly, shao shao, okay? Take it easy, okay? That's why it's the PBS diet, nice
yes.
and easy, okay? Anyways, so today I got tater tots smothered in Parmesan cheese and bacon.
Like a man, that's what Edwin just said.
So you know why? Because I'm not Ted Cruz. Okay, we're playing. We just talked to Dennis Kucinich, who's, by the way, a vegan. I got that, and then I got, because that wasn't enough,
mm-hmm.
I got filet mignon quesadilla, okay?
That sounds really good.
Okay, and it had like some sort of chipotle aioli. Like, I don't understand what those words mean, but I know that they taste good. And so, now don't get me wrong, I didn't have the whole thing. I had two of the quesadilla things, the mm-hmm. other two I didn't. And I had like about a third of the tater tots, but the relevant third. I found
the cheesiest and the baconiest.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. In fact, Leah looked at it and she was like, because she was, since I was finished, she was gonna just like grab some of it, and we were all tight here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh, you ate all the bacon and Parmesan." All right, anyway. So that happened,
mm-hmm.
and let me just tell you something. That lunch was fantastic. Okay,
yeah.
It was so good. I'm keeping it real, but I had a bunch of salads this week that were really good too. I had a really crappy salad the week before; it made me almost stop the diet.
Yeah, salads make me sad. I really dislike salad. They do. I just stopped lying to myself about salads fairly recently because you know, you have to lie to yourself to convince yourself to eat it.
And no, if you make them unhealthy enough, they're.
But then it defeats the purpose, right? It defeats the purpose. There have been a couple occasions recently, because you know, I shared the cholesterol thing with you guys and how I'm trying to eat better and not eat meat anymore. And, you know, there have been multiple occasions recently where I'll have the salad, my bag of salad at work, and I'm hungry and I'm about to go in the kitchen and just, you know, prepare it and eat it. And then I just decide. No, I think I'd rather just be hungry.
Yeah.
And I just don't eat lunch. And I know
that's. Oh, you just don't even eat?
I just don't eat, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know, and I know that that's actually very counterproductive and very unhealthy, but I just don't, I never enjoy eating salad, never.
No, I'm telling you, look, the reason why I say go unhealthy salad is because it's better than unhealthy something else, right?
Sure.
And so you gotta just ease into it. You gotta PBS, right? So Edwin was kidding around about taco salad. What do you mean? Earlier in the week, I had a Santa Fe salad. Okay.
But that doesn't, Jake, that doesn't. I mean, that doesn't count.
And I ate almost the entire outer shell.
That doesn't count. That literally doesn't count. Like, it's.
I'll have you know, I've lost 4 or 5 pounds.
That shell is fried. It's fried. It's a fried tortilla. Yeah.
No, I left. I left half the shell. Okay.
No more of these shell games. Okay.
So, and then earlier in the week before that, I had a buffalo chicken salad.
It doesn't count.
Okay, it was so delicious because it was like fried buffalo chicken on top. Okay. And like blue cheese and wing sauce and kind of thing. But you have to understand how unhealthy I eat. That's a giant step up for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm now in better shape.
So Joe Rogan talks about health stuff all the time. And after I listened to his podcast where he talks about his diet, he claims, and I don't know how he does this. I don't know how anyone does this. He claims he only eats meat and vegetables and sometimes fruit, but he tries to cut out fruit because it has sugar in it. How do people live like that?
That's not living.
That's not living. And by the way, he hunts for his meat for the most part.
That's crazy. No, he did. That's nuts.
I can't
say no, he doesn't. That's too strong a statement. And he's a strange bird, so he might actually. But what do you do? Like, dude, I don't know, man.
I just can't.
Just go to McDonald's.
I can't live like that. I just can't. I am addicted to sugar. I know that's bad. But more importantly, like, I need bread. I like bread. Bread is what life is worth living for.
No, and that's the thing. That's the difference between us, Anna, and some other folks out there. Mm-hmm. It's the story I've told often. Now it's similar to Wendy, but my dad, like when he would stay at my place and we'd be going to breakfast, and he'd be like, "I don't understand. You just passed the place, and you passed another place, and you passed another place. Why are we still driving?" Right? Because to him, food is food. So why wouldn't you just go to the first restaurant you saw? I'm like, no, I'm going to get a specific thing at that restaurant that I like, Oreo cookie French toast with a side of bacon. Okay. And I explained this to him one day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Dad, you don't care about food, so it doesn't give you much joy. Mm-hmm. So when you sacrifice it, you're not making much of a sacrifice. For me, food is, I mean, let's try to stay calm and say 20% of the enjoyment of my life, right? Mm-hmm. For my dad, it's like 0.2. Well, that's a giant difference.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
So if I get that much joy out of it, it's a huge hit to be like, oh, salad in a bag. You just eat some lettuce and see how you like it, right? Mm-hmm. But for other people that don't mind, well, it's not as much of a sacrifice for them. And then they yell at us, like, "What's wrong with you? It's like, it's no big deal." Yeah, it's no big deal to you, right?
Yeah.
I give you the freedom. Okay. Anyways, all right, that's not the right quote anyway. And we're back. Now I'm going to move to a different topic.
Okay.
So last night, me, Jesus, and JR talked about this in old school, but it was all guys, so that's not fair. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to get a female perspective. Mm-hmm. So I heard a comedian, this is a while back, but it popped in my head, talking about how guys and women look at relationships differently. So a guy thinks, "I've done 20 good things in a row, I have 20 points, right? And then, oh, I did something wrong, I now had 19 points, right?
Yeah.
A woman looks at it and goes, "Okay, you got 20 points, whatever, right? You did something wrong, you're now at minus one." Okay, you're not at 19, you're at minus one. Okay, so that was his bit, and it's funny because it at least has a kernel of truth, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I'm curious what your take on it is.
So I think maybe that's true for some relationships. Every relationship is different. Like, sure, there are common.
No, Anna, we must generalize.
No, well, look, I think there are commonalities, like little kernels of commonality, like with all relationships, but. So I don't have a point system, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't even subconsciously have a point system. There's no point system. Mm-hmm. But I think what does tend to happen is, this is partly my fault though. I'm an A-type personality, right? I like to take charge. And I also have sometimes control issues.
No.
Sometimes.
Okay, you know what my new nickname for Anna is? Daggers. Because she'll sit, now her new strategy is sit in the control room And when I run past my time, daggers, daggers. She has control issues. That's news to me.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, all right.
And also, I am impatient. So I don't understand people who, for instance, they order a piece of furniture, the furniture comes, and they don't assemble it for like 2 months. I don't understand those people. I get that piece of furniture, I'm gonna assemble it right then and there. Okay, I can't sleep until it's assembled. Like, that's the kind of person. So I live my life and I act the way I do because it's who I am. And I have to understand that not everyone is like me. And my husband certainly is not like that, okay? He is very fine with leaving dishes in the sink. And then we'll wash it tomorrow morning. It's no big deal. Me, I can't sleep until the dishes are washed and I dry them and put them away. Like that's, you know. So anyway, but here's the thing. I realize that I need to consider our personality differences and not be hard on him. And I've gotten a lot better with that. And I've also learned the importance of gratitude. So for instance, if he does anything around the house, it makes it, first of all, it turns me on like crazy. But let's keep it real. Like if he's gonna install a light fixture, I will do anything for you today. Like
women and men are so different. Obviously, in a lot of ways, we're similar, but we're also massively different. Like, if Wendy fixed the light fixture, which she often does, I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, why? Like, how that is related to sex is beyond me. Beyond me,
right? Because it's one less thing that I have to worry about. So we had this issue with our washer dryer. The washer dryer that came with our place, it's just too big for the space that it's in, and we didn't realize it until recently.
Uh-huh. So Anna knocked down all the walls, redid the wiring in the house, and fitted in.
So they had to they had to take the washer and dryer out of this little. It's in the closet, basically. They had to take it out of the closet in order to do the flooring for our new kitchen area. And when we tried to put it back in, we realized that the dryer vent, there's like a hose that connects to the dryer and goes to this, you know, vent thing. As you push it in, because the dryer is too large, the vent would just pop off. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge fire hazard because all of this moisture and all of this lint like gathers on the floor and like, you know, it could catch on fire, whatever. So I start panicking. I don't want to buy a new washer and dryer. I don't know what to do. I tried a billion different solutions. I couldn't figure it out. And then one day I come home and Christian figured it out. Mm-hmm. And I was the happiest person on the planet. Like I was doing cartwheels. We don't have to buy a new washer dryer. There's no more fire hazard. He's big and strong, so he could like manipulate it and push it into the right place.
Okay, I can see that.
It was just so good. And here's the thing. I think the biggest issue in relationships, and especially marriages, is you start taking each other for granted and you stop showing your gratitude. I was so grateful and I felt so lucky that he took charge and he did that. And so I don't really keep a point system, but if I feel like I'm doing a lot more and a lot of the responsibilities and the burdens are on me, and he has time to go play basketball and I don't have time to go do yoga, I start getting a little salty. That's usually what happens.
I know, but so I think you're wrong about a couple of things, of course. Like everybody's different. So he goes to play basketball while the dishes aren't done because who cares about the dishes? Now you do, but it's not important to him. Mm-hmm. And now look, you guys live together and that's the, you know, there's big upsides of marriage and relationships, and there's decent-sized downsides. Downsides is constant compromise. Mm-hmm. So even though I couldn't care less about the dishes, if the other person really cares about it, then I got to do the dishes before I go play basketball. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to gross you out. So this will be fun. Mm-hmm. When I lived alone, especially back in college, but even after college. Like I just don't care to clean. Like I clean my clothes, I clean my bed, but the floor is the floor.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What's the point of cleaning the floor? It's the floor. So I would never clean it. And so at the end of the year, it'd be like snow.
No, I would die.
Like fuzzies, like couple of inches thick.
Why don't you just go live on the street then? Like I just don't. Do you walk around barefoot? at home?
Rarely, but sure, sometimes.
Oh, okay. Like
I almost always put on socks.
Okay, I always walk around barefoot. And so my floors have to be spotless because all I could think about is I'm gonna now get into my bed with these dirty ass feet. And I just don't like no one wants pata sucia. You know what that is? Yeah, pata sucia, not a good look. Like dirty ass feet.
Yeah, okay, well that's fair. I'm against dirty ass feet.
Yeah.
But I believe that's why God invented socks. So it just never bothered me. Everybody's different, right? Mm-hmm. Now looking back at it though, when women came by, they must have been like.
Definitely.
And remember, I'm dirt poor, so back then I don't have a fancy bed. I have a mattress on the ground, right next to the fuzzies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think, I mean, at least I do. If I'm going to a bachelor's home or a single guy's home, I know I have low expectations usually.
Yeah, see, that was my trick when I was a bachelor, which is such a funny word, which is keep expectations low.
Yeah.
So I got two more things about that,
mm-hmm.
and we're back. I'm the kind of guy that'll get I order sneakers online. I'll get it, and I'll leave it for a week and a half, and I won't open it because it's not time to play basketball. So I'll open it when it's time to play basketball. That'll drive you crazy, right?
It wouldn't drive me crazy if the box was neatly put away somewhere. But if it like arrived and it was like near the entrance of the door or the entrance of the home, it would drive me crazy. And also, we recently went and bought Christian like a bunch of new shoes because he just needed new shoes. And as soon as we walked in the door, I was like, you are going to now take the shoes out of the box, put them in the closet. Like we have a specific place where we line up our shoes, put them in the closet and throw away the boxes. Because I don't want big bulky boxes just laying around. Like it drives me
insane. This is funny. That's why we're talking about it. Because so Wendy and I have boxes debates as well. Okay. I'll get the shoes and I'm like, look, dude, I'm like, I don't know if the shoes fit yet. I gotta walk around in them a little bit. So let me just keep the box for a minute and then I'll throw it away like a week later,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Secretly, I might play basketball in it once, and if it's like really not good, I'll return it even though I use it once,
mm-hmm.
right? I might, I'm not saying I have. And she's like, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away. I'm like, it's not a national emergency. I'll put it in the closet and I'll throw it away a week later. I have stale cereal. Pops, you guys know Pops, the little, mm-hmm. yeah. And she's like, it's stale, it's been sitting there for a year. I'm like, well, at some point in the year, I'm gonna eat it. And I ate it the other night when I was hungry. And it was fantastic, okay? Just, what harm does it do? Just leave it there. But we have debates about where if the shoes should go on this side of the door or the other side of the door. And I have now realized that that is very important to her.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that important to me. Okay, we got a deal.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we got a mismatch.
It's compromise.
That's right. So I'm like, you know what? I like just leaving my shoes there, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take 2 seconds of effort to put them over on the other side where it makes Wendy more comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gives her peace of mind. So that's worked.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to compromise and you have to know what your priorities are and like what you're willing to bend on and what you're not. I don't like clutter and. The one other thing that I've noticed is if I have something that's in bad shape, whether it's a pair of shoes or a dress, whatever it is, I get rid of it. Like I don't have a conversation. I don't think about what I can do with that dress, or I just think I'm tossing it. I don't want to think about it. Christian is such a good person because he thinks about who he can like. Is there a homeless person in our neighborhood that I can give it to? And then, come on, let's get the homeless person a nice pair of shoes, not your like tattered up, nasty sneakers that you've played basketball in since you were in middle school.
So from time to time, I've talked about a person who's now our, I don't know, you call it babysitter, nanny, whatever, right? And I've known her for a long, long time, mm-hmm. and she's such a wonderful person. And I feel like Christians and religious people get a bad rap. It's a hilarious thing to hear coming out of my mouth, right? Because I'm the ones who give them a bad rap. But partly because the good Christians never get any publicity, mm-hmm. right? It's always the bad guys who are in the press, right? And so whatever we're done with, we give to her because she takes it bothers to take it all the way back to Guatemala and make sure that it's given to people who need it, right? And she's the one who takes 2 weeks of vacation and goes to serve the poor in Guatemala.
It's amazing.
Oh, I mean, come on. I mean, she's a 1,000,000,000% better person than I am. Okay, so
a lot of people.
Yeah. And so, and that's the great side of religion that we almost never get to see anymore because the bad guys have taken over religion. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so one last thing about that. Just give each other credit. It doesn't hurt. And people say like, oh, that's your job as a parent. You want credit for that? What, you know, what difference does it make?
Right,
why
right,
does it
right.
hurt to give the credit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do want credit for it. Yeah, you're right. It is like I'm supposed to change diapers. I don't need a trophy for it.
Yeah.
But it's nice. And look, if you, the downside of that is if you assume the wife should do all the hard work, and every time the guy does something, he wants a party thrown in on his behalf, right? Then that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
And that does happen. It happens a lot. Whenever I'm out with the kids by myself, I always get the looks of like,
what
oh,
a great dad.
What a dad.
Yeah.
What an American hero actually taking care of his kids for once.
Yes, and I'm guilty of it. Like, I'll see a dad being affectionate with his kids, and I'm like,
right, but nobody ever looks at a mom with two kids and goes, oh, how sweet.
Ali Wong, who's a comedian, and I think she writes for Fresh Off the Boat. You have to watch her stand up on Netflix because it's fantastic. She has a bit about that. And it's so true, like with women, you know, immediately getting judged by their parenting techniques, the way they do things. If their kid throws a temper tantrum, people are like, you know, look at that kid. What's up with that mom? Doesn't know what she's doing. But with the dad, it's like, you know, they get all the credit in the world. So I see that all the time.
On the other hand, you know, and of course it goes both ways. Like, so I was saying this on Old School last night. When Wendy does things like the parent-teacher conferences. Well, somebody's got to go to the parent-teacher conference, and I'm on the show when it's going, so I can't go. Mm-hmm. So, like, I could be like, what, you got to go anyway. Instead, what, like, is it so hard to go, hey, hon, thanks for going to that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, again, it's gratitude, and it goes a long way. It's just treating each other, it goes beyond treating each other with respect. It's showing each other appreciation, and it helps. I don't know.
This has been Obvious Thoughts by Cenk Uygur and Atticus. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.